الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. وقال تعالى: منكم من يريد الدنيا ومنكم من يريد الآخرة. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Read the root sharif inshallah. By way of introduction, a reminder, Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali, in his famous tafsir Durr-e Mansur, has written that a person who reads Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Alif Lam Mim Tanzil, and Surah Tabarak Alladhi, Surah Mulk, between, it's a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So the whole year we can get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr just by reading Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakalladhi between Maghrib and Isha. May Allah give us all tawfiq. In another hadith he quotes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Alif Lam Mim Tanzil is Najiyun, it gives salvation. That it will come on the day of Qiyamah and it will have two wings, and it will spread its wings over the person who used to read it, and it will then say, La sabila ali, La sabila ali. Nobody can interfere with this person. Nothing can harm this person. So by reading it. In another riwayat, quotes a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Iqra'u munajjiya. Read Munajjiya, that surah that will give you salvation, that will give you protection, Alif Lam Mim Tanzil. And then the narrator of the hadith, Khalid ibn Ma'adan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, I know of an instance of a person who was a great sinner, very great sinner, but he was very regular on reading Alif Lam Mim Sajda. So when he passed away, he was presented. Then the surah came and interceded on his behalf and told Allah Ta'ala that this person used to recite me in abundance. A lot he should recite me. So please, I intercede on his behalf. Allah Ta'ala declared that all his sins must be turned into good deeds. And he was a great sinner. Just by reading Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Allah said, change all his sins into good deeds. How many good deeds he must be having, how many sins he had committed. And Allah Ta'ala said, raise his stages in Jannah. So Allah give us all tawfiq to read these surahs. The virtues of Surah Tabarakalladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda are very similar also. Also it is narrated that the surah, if a person reads it, then it will come and it will tell Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala that I am a surah of your Quran and I am interceding. And if you don't accept my intercession, then rub me out of your Quran Sharif, which is of course impossible. And Allah will accept the intercession of Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Like that, many other surahs and many other injunctions of our deen also. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. I read the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, addressing the believers. And ulama have written that wherever we read the phrase, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, we should at that time realize that Allah is speaking to me directly. That, O you who believe, Allah is speaking to me directly. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that understand that Allah is speaking to you and take it now, and then our Quran Sharif will become hopefully tilawat. Otherwise we are just reading, and we are reading, but we are not reading. While we are reading, where and where our mind is floating? Where and where? We don't realize we are in communication with Allah Ta'ala. The same with our namaz. We are making namaz, but we are not making namaz. We are not even in the masjid. We are everywhere else in the world. If we are not anywhere, we are not in the masjid. We are not in namaz. We are in everything else. And yet we think we are making namaz. In the qabr, it will open up. It comes clearly in the hadith that there are people who are making namaz for 60 years, but not one namaz is accepted. Some sajdas are not correct. Some rukus are not correct. Another riwayat, it comes, a person is making namaz, and Allah pays no attention to his namaz. His namaz is, he is paying no attention to Allah, and we all know what our condition is. So Allah is paying no attention to us. So Allah make it that we become conscious of our deen and learn our deen. And not just take it for granted that I've got deen. That I mean, I've got a Muslim name, I dress like a Muslim, so I'm a Muslim. They take a great lesson. And this Allah has explained in detail in the Quran Sharif. And the Christians, Jews are not going to read the Quran Sharif. We're going to read the, it's a lesson for us that who is a strong Christian? Who is a proper Christian today? The one who believes convincingly that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, that he is God. Then he says he's a proper Christian. But he is far from Christianity. He's got no Christianity. Is the religion Isa alayhi salam taught. And he clearly said, I'm not the son of God. I'm not God. Very, very clear. His whole teachings were there. Turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So a lesson for us, that let us also not think we are strong Muslims. And we are doing everything opposite of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this modernism, all this lesbianism, and all this homosexuality, interfaith, or TV, or all YouTube, all that. And we think we are very good Muslims. We are serving deen, and I've got so many followers. But we are the furthest away from deen. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, speaking to us directly, O anfusakum, save yourselves, wa ahlikum, and your families also, O anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, from a fire. Allah, didn't specify, but the tafsir makes clear, we all know which is that fire, and that fire is not in the dunya. Allah's commands are for us in this dunya. But the fire is not in dunya. In other words, all those actions that will lead you into that fire, save yourself from all those wrong, evil, bad actions that will lead you to the fire of Jahannam. That is in this dunya now, that we must save ourselves. The fire will be there. It's not here. And Allah says, save yourself from the fire. Save yourself from all those actions for you and your family. You are very concerned of your family. Everyone, my family, my wife, my children, I must give them the best in everything. I must protect them. So Allah says, save them. Save them from the worst thing, the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah explains that fire. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. The fuel of that fire is not wood. It's not coal, rocks and people. People will be the fuel. And Allah save us all. If we learn knowledge and we acquire a lot of knowledge, but we don't practice on that knowledge, and worse, we go opposite to that knowledge. These were the will be the people. It comes in the hadith. With them, the fire of Jahannam will be left. It will start with those people. So we must not be amongst those people. So the fire of Jahannam is a reality. And when Allah said in this world, a mu'min must be able to be seeing that fire all the time. It must be in front of him. He must be worried. Any haram. Today, very sadly, we see a woman in the street, then our eyes are glued on her. She should be glued in her house, but our eyes are glued on her. And we are enjoying looking at her. We are looking at fire. And at that time, la'anallahu an-nazir wal-manzur ilayh. The person who is looking also is in fire, and who is looking at is also in fire. And we enjoying being in the fire of Jahannam. Wal-iyazu billah. What kind of iman you got that it has taught you this, that you enjoy in flames of Jahannam? How can, which kind of iman you got? What iman you got? Which other kind of iman is this? It's not the iman which Allah Ta'ala has taught us, that what kind of iman you got. So anyway, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. And appointed on this fire, there are those malaika, malaikatun غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ, very strong, very firm. They won't have any mercy on you. They haven't got mercy in them. And your suffering means nothing. Yeah, if you see a person who is suffering, even if you are appointed as a guard, if possible, in many cases, those very guards have pity on those people. But with the malaika, they will not have any. It comes in the riwayat of Mishkat Sharif. The malaika that will come in the qabr to punish a person, they are like this. They don't, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They don't disobey Allah. They do exactly what they have been obeyed. But additional, Allah made the precaution. They are deaf. They can't hear your screaming and this. They are blind. They can't see your suffering also. And they are there with a hammer, that if they have to hit the biggest mountain of this world, it will be smashed to smithereens, and they will be there to hit you with that. So we have to save ourselves, we have to save our family from that. And Allah is so kind and merciful. Islam is that beautiful religion that has taught us how in a very comfortable, easy way, you can save your family and yourself from that. And not only save them, but land yourself in the highest enjoyments of Jannah. And what enjoyments there will be in Jannah. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظَرَةَ النَّعِيمِ يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيكٍ مَخْتُومٍ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٍ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمٍ عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. What enjoyments! That is where you have to get to. That is our deen. This beautiful deen is not regulations, rules, and blocking us here, blocking us there. It is to give us that enjoyment and to save us from the fire of Jahannam. Hey, with this malaika like that, what will be our condition? And also, the other tortures and the punishments of the fire of Jahannam, which Allah says, save yourself from that. إِذِلْ أَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِمْ. Allah says, remember that time when you be careful, don't land yourself in that position, when there will be collars on their neck, shoulders, that they can't move the head a little bit. In fact, so much, even your eyeball, you won't be able to move. It will just be fixed like that. And you will be chained with the chains of Jahannam. And then, إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلْ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي الْحَمِيمِ. They will be dragged in boiling water. Can we talk now, COVID time, one lady, young mother, she or somebody also had COVID, and to treat it, she boiled water. And she was going to put the medicine and inhale that for that. So boiling water she was going, and her little child, 2-month-old baby, came in the way. she tripped, and all that boiling water fell on that little baby. And that baby had to be admitted, rushed to hospital, and in a few weeks the baby passed away. Now it happened here in Joburg. So imagine now that boiling water you are dragged through. Summa finnari yusjarun. And then they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jannah. That can be for me, for you. If we lose our iman, if we die without iman, if we are not concerned of the command of qu anfusakum, I can be a maulana also, I can be a big sheikh also, but if we are not worried about our iman and our inner condition, let us not fool ourselves, not fool our other people by our outward appearance. Nice big topi, amama also, kurta also, big beard also, so we are all right. By default, I'm a jannati. All other people must worry to save themselves. Me, I'm going jannat. That person is in big danger who thinks like this. He can be the biggest allama, the biggest muhaddif, the biggest mufassir, whoever he can be. But the person, the minute you don't worry about yourself, that's the time shaitan has fully got hold of you. And now he's going to drag you to jahannam. So Allah give us tawfiq to save ourselves. وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They don't disobey Allah in the least, but 100% they do what they have been told to do. So Allah is giving us that command. In this other ayat which I read, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا. There are those of you who desire the dunya, وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ, and others desire the akhirah. Yeah, Allah has used the word yureed, rather yureedu, that is the intention. There are those of you who have made, وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا, whose intention is dunya, which is basically the non-believers. But unfortunately, we living so much in their environment, with them, mixing with them, that this has become with us also. All of us think, how many of us, our irada is dunya. I must have a nice house, nice income, nice car, nice clothes, nice lifestyle, nice hotel, holidays. That is, most of us, that is our irada. Who of us made irada? I must get that jannah. And that is fresh. How much? Our irada is so much. My toilet latch is broken. I have to get it fixed. I have to get a carpenter. I have to get somebody to attend to it. One bulb is not working. I must change it. I must go and buy. Our whole fikr, we are just in that one chakkar of just dunya mostly. My garden, this year I must get this year. I need some pest control for this year. I need some something for that. All the time it's dunya that we're thinking. Who of us really thinks that I have to save myself from Jahannam? Qabr is a reality. What will happen to me? My family, what will happen to them? And everyone will be on his own. I can't help my daughter. I can't help my son. My mother can't help me. My father can't help me. Everyone on his own in his qabr. So what irada have we made? Allah says clearly, minkum may yuridu dunya. There are those amongst you whose intention is dunya. Wa minkum may yuridu al-akhirah. And those whose intention is the akhirah, they will be. And it comes in the hadith sharif, man ja'ala al-humum hamma wahidan hamma al-ma'ad. A person who makes all his worries one worry, the worry of akhirah. Kafahullah hamma dunyahu. Allah takes care of all his dunya's worries. That toilet latch, you don't have to worry. Allah will arrange it. And you will be shocked to see how it gets done. This work of yours, that work of yours, Allah will see. And a person whose worries are in dunya, spread out in dunya, this I have to do, next week is that, after 3 weeks is this I have to get done, that I have to get done, then Allah doesn't care in which valley he goes and destroys himself. And yourself, you can't look after yourself, you can't get your work done, and Allah has left you also. You don't turn to Allah for help. Allah left you also, let you go and get destroyed. So Allah make it that we make our niyyah the akhirat. And then Allah looks after all our affairs. With regard to that, this period which we are in now is a new solar year, Gregorian year, which we call normally the English year. January has started. And normally what those goes, that now Makatib have opened the new year for the maktabs also, new year for schools also. People are sending their children to schools. People are sending their children to maktab. Some are the first now, new children going, six-year-olds are going, others who have been there 8 years, 10 years, 12 years old, and they are also carrying on with their studies. So let us also see in this matter also, how much are we protecting our children from the onslaughts of the fitness of Dajjal and all other fitness which are here. That also let us see. And how much are we preparing and saving ourselves from all the evils which are out there. How much are we, our intention is akhirat and akhirat for our children. How much is our intention the dunya for our children. In Tafsir Kabir, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullah Ali, has written this instance. So I'm saying it's from Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullah Ali. It's not some comic strips. It's not some cartoons. It's a reality. Today, unfortunately, the talks of deen for us are somewhere there in the air. It is. It's not really easy. Is it going to happen? Is there life in the qabr? Is there going to be Jannah, Jahannam? We go. But what the scientists say, that is wahi. We take it like it has come down. It's absolute. And they themselves say it's theories what they got. It's trial and error. And continuously they are proved wrong. But that we take as absolute. And what Allah Ta'ala has said, what Allah's Rasul has said, the world can go in one direction. That cannot change. What Allah in science dano ke baad badalti rehti hai. The theories and the findings of the scientists keep on changing. Allah ki baat jahan thi, ab bhi wahi hai. Where Allah's word was at, right from the beginning till now, it hasn't changed. And it has proved, it has gone through the tests and trials of centuries and of all the people across the board. It has been proven to be true. So that is what we must show. This is from Imam Fakhruddin Razi, that on one occasion, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was going some work of his, which was his work of Nabuwat, to give da'wah, to call people towards deen. As he went, he passed by a qabr, and Allah opened the condition of the person of the qabr to him. And he saw the person in the qabr grave, who was engulfed in flames. Malaika were hitting him, smiting him with their rods of fire. Serpents, snakes, and big snakes are biting him there. Terrible condition. He had to do his work. He carried on, finished his work. He came back. He passed by the same qabr again. Now he saw the person is in Jannah, in the beautiful gardens of Jannah, enjoying the enjoyments of Jannah. Ya ibadi, la khawfun alaykum wa la khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun. أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون يطاف عليهم بسحاق من فضة. What enjoyments there of Jannah is enjoying all day. The beautiful Hurul Ain and the beautiful fruit and the beautiful sceneries and the flowers and the gardens of Jannah, the rivers and the waterfalls of Jannah is enjoying. He said, Ya Allah, just now, a little while ago, two hours ago, he was in Jahannam. And now he's in Jannah and he's in Jannah. I don't understand. Allah Ta'ala said, O Isa, when he died, he was a very big sinner. And I was punishing him for all his gunas, his sins that he was doing. When he died, he left his wife expecting. She was expecting his child. He passed away. The child was born. The mother grew up the child. When the child came to the age of going to maktab, primary madrasa, so the mother sent her to child. The child to madrasa, the ustad told, Iqra, ya ibni, my child read. Like we will say, beta par, my child read. What must I read? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. He only read so much stuff. Allah says when he read, in mind, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. And Allah, which is Ismi Azam, the great name of Allah. And together with that, two great qualifying names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, most merciful, most compassionate, most kind, Ar-Rahim, who is most compassionate, who is most kind and merciful. When he's saying, I'm like that innocent little child, 5, 6 year old, and then how can I be punished? Allah says, فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ, I felt ashamed. That وَعَذِّبُ عَبْدِي فِي بَطْنِ الْأَرْضِ, I'm punishing my banda in the inside of the earth, in his qabr. I'm giving him this terrible punishment. وَوَلَدُهُ يَذْكُرُ إِسْمِي عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ, and his little child, masoom, innocent child, is taking my name on the surface of the earth. How can I punish him? Allah changed it immediately. And this is the great qudrat of Allah. Let us understand the qudrat of Allah. Just think of it to get to know who Allah Ta'ala is. When Allah Ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salam, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, what is in your right hand, Musa? قَالَ هِيَ أَصَايَ, it's my walking stick. And then he had a chance to speak to Allah, so he lent him the speak. أَتَوَكُّ عَلَيْهَا وَأُهُشُّ بِعَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَىٰ, I lean on it, I help it when I look after my animal. And I take lot of work, it's a very great benefit for me. Allah said, أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَىٰ, throw it down. And when he threw it, فَالْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَىٰ, it turned to be into a snake, and a moving snake. Now just imagine that it was a dead stick just now. And now when he just threw it down, a living snake that has got eyes, that has got brains, that has got a digestive system, that has got all the anatomy of the digestive system, nervous, everything it has got. Then Allah Ta'ala said, خُذْهَا يَا مُوسَىٰ, catch it again. One time, one imam was making namaz, and he was reading this ayat that from وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ هِيَ أَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَهُشُّ بِعَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَىٰ قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَىٰ فَالْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَىٰ. And then he just saw a living snake exactly on his sajda place. He's reading namaz, he's making imamat. And a snake there where he's going to make sajda now. So he froze, he couldn't read. So they all giving him, lukma, khudha, wala takhaf, catch it and don't be frightened. He's frozen, he can't read. He's not reading. They all say, khudha, wala takhaf, khudha, wala takhaf. He said, tell your father to come catch it. Where am I going to catch the snake here? But this is Allah's qudrat. You just catch it, Musa, and again it will be a... So that is the qudrat of Allah. Allah doesn't need what we have to prepare, all lengthy things. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent the Sahaba to Bahrain, and they, in the way they saw, and he said, don't stop anywhere. He gave them special instruction. So when they came and the water, deep blue water, sea water came, what must we do now? How can we go over the sea water? So logically, what will we think? Get boats, build a bridge across. A temporary bridge so that we can go. So Nabi alayhi salam said, don't waste time, don't wait. So the Amir said, go, he put his horse in the water. And those people from there on the other side saw these people are coming over the water. And when they looked, the hooves of the horses didn't get wet also. They cried, where can this happen? It's the qudrat of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went with Bani Israel, and Fir'aun with his army at the back, in front of the deep blue sea. And then they said that, oh Musa, you have brought us to destruction. What's the ayah? At the back is the Fir'aun with his army, in front of the blue sea. You have brought us to قَالَ كَلَّا, never ever. That Allah will never let me down. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي, my Rabb is with me. He will help me. What Allah Ta'ala said? That, oh Musa, with your staff, with your stick, وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَىٰ, take it and hit on the sea. What will we think? A wrong instruction. Or we haven't understood. What can you hit? How can you hit the sea? If you have to hit Fir'aun on his head. Perhaps his head will split into two or something. But you hit the sea, it doesn't make... This is Iman. What is Allah's command? Whether it makes sense to us or not. Whether we understand that you can... How can you hit the sea? No, Allah's command. You just have to verify it is Allah's command, then no doubt whatsoever. So he hit the sea, and there the sea immediately split into 12 parts for the 12 tribes of the Bani Israel, and they all crossed safely. This is the qudrat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So anyway, here this person, Isa alayhi salam, saw he was in azab just now. Now he's in the enjoyment of Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala said that changed his condition. So this is our maktab. This beginning of the year, we also, I want the best education for my child. And then we're going to give them the worst education. The best education is maktab education. Is Iman, Islam, Quran Sharif, how to read Quran, and afterwards they read Nazra, they become Hafiz, they become Qaris, they become Ali. That is the best education. We put them into the worst education, where they go and learn that their parents are monkeys. They make you a monkey. They say we are born from monkeys. Which is a theory till today. It's not a fact in any way whatsoever. Facts are only the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are all, and they themselves say it's a theory. And what is it? That our forefathers were monkeys. In other words, that education which they make you a monkey. That we are born from monkeys. They're making you a monkey. And for that spending so much money. And you are giving preference to that. And the real education where you will get saved. Imagine that person. He didn't even make wasiyat, but his wife, she put the child in madrasa. Hardly still alif ba'ata, just still the beginning, bismillah rahman. See the barakat of it. That is never in the school and college and university education. This is only in this. If we die also, if we make them doctors and lawyers, we're not going to get all this. We make them alims and hafiz. In fact, they hardly start still. Just the bismillah, not in alif, ba, ta, ta also not. And see what they're going to get. On the other side, the other education where you go, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi is written, one person in India, maybe over 100 years ago, round about there, he wanted also, according to him, the best education for his child. So he sent him to the best schools in India, best universities. He wanted even more best. So he sent him to UK to study even further. He became a big somewhat thing in that line. He came back, and Allah's doing, he fell ill and terminally ill. The father lamenting at his bedside, "Oh my son, all my money I've put in you. And I was expecting that now I will get my return. You'll be a big doctor, big whatever it was, barrister, and you'll earn lot of money and that. Now you are dying." That person was in a different condition. He was in Maradul Maut, in Sakarat he was. He looked at his father with angry eyes and he said, "Oh my father, you have put me into Jahannam. Malakul Maut is coming and I can see that he's going to take me to Jahannam. And you didn't give me one bit of education to become, to know Allah for my akhirah. To save myself, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. You didn't give me a bit of that. You didn't give me a bit of minkum may yuridu dunya wa minkum may yuridu al-akhirah for the akhirah. You only gave me dunya. And now I see I'm going to Jahannam. And be sure also that the son is not going alone. He will hold the father by his neck, by his throat, and drag him with to Jahannam." He didn't give him dini education. He only gave him dunya's education. So at this time, the beginning of the year, let us see what education we're going to give our children. We have to save them from the fire of Jahannam, not lead them into the fire of Jahannam, not take them and throw them into the fire of Jahannam. That fire is not here, but the things that lead, that education, where they don't believe in Allah, which they themselves call secular education. And for yourself, go and Google what is secular. Go and look in the dictionary. Secular is all that, a secular court, a secular country, secular education in which Allah is not existent in there. That it is only dunya's people we control, we are in charge of everything. And everything, any and everything. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes with regard to dini education, that education which doesn't take you to Allah is not education. Even if it is all fiqh you are learning and all masail, and you know lot of rules and regulations of deen also. But if it's not connecting you with Allah, it's not education. It's a dhoka, it's a deception. Education is that which connects you with Allah Ta'ala. When deen is education is this condition, then where is dunya? And what teaches you about secularism, that Allah doesn't exist. And when Allah doesn't exist, how did you come in the world? From a monkey. and even asked them, who made the monkey? And one monkey became a human being according to them. Then all the other, where did all the other human beings come from? Their whole theory is flawed right through. So anyway, so that is that education. In the 1950s, yeah, in Johannesburg area, Joburg, in our this with Watersrand area, the father sent his son to become a doctor in the UK. When our universities locally, when non-whites were not allowed to go to university, very hard if you do, you did get a seat, but they should go overseas. He came back, and the father was very happy. He was working hand to mouth, saving all his money and sending for his son. In the UK, cost of living is so high, and university education is there, is so expensive. So he was sending all the money. When he came, he was very happy, my son has become a doctor. A big party he gave. Not all the big influential people were invited. And according to the occasion, everyone was dressed like that. The party was arranged like that. All the food and the people. But then the people asked, this one man, yeah, very shabbily dressed. Not dressed like everyone else, stepped up everything, suit, tie, and smart and that. Who is this person? So the same doctor told, this is the worker of the house. It was his father. He was working so hard that he didn't have money for himself. All his money he spent on his son. And what he gets in return today, because he didn't give him dini education, that is called the worker of the house. And so this is that education. On that education, see what you get. And this education. In the 1970s in Lanesia, a mother also, father passed away. Mother worked very hard to bring up her children. Made her daughter a doctor. Gave her all university education. And no dini education. And then the mother became old. And with old age comes everything else also. All the other problems and difficulties which come. She threw the mother out of the house. Where must the mother go? Nowhere to go. She called the police that she doesn't belong in this house. She's trespassing here. A Tamil non-Muslim police came and he pleaded with this Muslim woman, young woman, and told her, it's your mother. Have some sense in your head. How can you throw your mother out? That is what that education does. What does it do when your parents become old? Go and put them in a foul run, what we call a hawk. Go and put them there, this old age home. Once a year we will call Mother's Day, and once a day, in a year we'll call Father's Day. We'll come with some stock sweets and some little Smarties, and we'll give it to you, and you must be very thankful to us that we think of you. Whereas the best home is that home in which parents are respected and honored. The best home is that, not where there are orphanages in that town, but every Muslim house is an orphanage. That with great honor that we look after orphans. We look after at least our own parents. And what to say of those people who will look after other old people, who will take it upon themselves. That is what this education teaches us. Where we so make the right decision at this time of the year, that we don't make the wrong decision. And those who are sending their children, who are leaving their Muslim environments, where they hear Adhan, where the children can go easily walking distance to madrasa, and they don't have, you don't have to arrange transport or anything, and we go and live in the estates, and where we know, where people are barred to come to us. Tablighi Jamaat can't come near. They don't get permission. They can't speak to us also. And we live a different life. And we send our children to missionary schools, and where they go to the church and the chapel, and they sing the hymns of the Christians, etc. Allah told that save your children from the fire of Jahannam. We are taking and putting them into the fire of Jahannam. So save ourselves from that. Let us go in the right direction. Then here we learn from Alif. Alif, say Allah. You will get Allah. And there you learn A for apple. And now your whole mind will be just food all the time. And today we are all just drowned in food all the time. So much so, for example, we are going airport, we're going to travel. We had a good breakfast at home. And as soon as we sit in the vehicle, and we hardly step out of the gate, and already one Tupperware comes out of samosa. Again, eating all the time. Just eating all the time. That is our maqsad in our life. All the time eating. After that, B for bet. be for ball. Now all this entertainment, all the sports. It wasn't very long that one alim was traveling to Bosnia for social welfare work. In the plane, it happened, Allah made it, he was sitting next to a Jewish rabbi. When as common, you start talking and the subject changed on to religion. Then that rabbi told this Muslim alim that we have studied your religion and we perhaps know your religion better than what you know. And from my little experience, I can vouch for this in the sense that, for example, whatever we have got Islamic finance, Islamic banking, and all that today, it has been refreshed in our minds. When we read about all that, you read about Mudaraba. And even our common people know all these terms now. And you talk about Ijara, and you talk about Takaful, all these things here. Not one thing was prepared by that Mufti who signs it. Everything has been prepared by those people. Yes, Brother Shine is sitting here. He explained to me in his IT, in his company, they were changing their banks from whichever bank, FNB to whatever bank, and the representative of the bank came and explained to them all these things. They know it more better than what we know. We also went to Madrasa, alhamdulillah, we also studied Kitabul Buyu in Hidayah and all these things, but Allah only knows how we studied and how much we paid attention and that. These things are not in our mind also. Now their teachings have brought it. Now we also know there's something like Takaful and it's our thing, but they have taught us. Not that we knew about it. And this whole thing started in Kuwait first. And they got the top muftis of Kuwait because they took out the Arab oil money. And in this way, they got them to deposit into their banks. And they took out all their money. Then they went to Pakistan. And then they spread out in the world their tentacles. When they saw we got the big fish, now the small fish is nothing, no big problem. And now everyone. Then anyway, that was one thing. Then he told them, he said, we know your religion better than what you know. And he said, we have seen that Allah's help is still with you people. That is with the Jews. He said, we see. And we want to control Masjid al-Aqsa. And we want the greater Israel that will engulf the whole Arab world, including Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Their dreams, hallucinating. It can never happen. It will never happen, but they dreaming like that. They want it from what river to what all this whole area, they say, we must control it. And they know that that is where all the riches of the world also, they want to control the world from there. So he said, but we can't, because we see the Muslims, they are not 100% on their deen, so 100% Allah's help is not with them. And they haven't left their deen 100% also. Any individual also, we are not 100% on deen, and 100% we haven't left deen also. And the whole ummah also, 100% is not on deen, and 100% are not on deen. So unless help is still with you people, so we can't succeed. So for that we have thought of a plan, 4-point plan. Think of it carefully. How to take out this balance of the deen which is in individuals, in the ummah, how to take it out from them. So he said, the first thing that we did is to get you people involved in sports and entertainment. Now think today, our youngsters, boys, girls were not so much in sports, but today girls are also fully in sports also. Then youngsters were in sport. Today fathers are in sport. Grandfathers, great-grandfathers also, all want to still know scores. All want to know still what's happening. All are involved in sports. How much they have got us involved in sports. So much so that sports, which was a religion to us, has become a god to us now. Now sports, we die for sports. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said in his time that the desires and lust which are in a person, when you cherish them and you work on them so much, then you have ishq, love for them. And then you give that preference over everything. Now today for sports, for our friends, for entertainment, we'll give preference over that to everything. People are going for their holidays, for example, Bakri Eid time. There's somebody else will make our qurbani. They are going to in Ramzan, last 10 days of Ramzan, especially if the last 10 days come in December, then they are gone for holiday. We give preference to all that. Second thing he said, we will take your women out of the houses and get them into the commercial field, into the commercial world. And today we can see our women, and we justify. Before 94, then people who, nobody said that where must our women go for gynecologists? Because our girls couldn't go to university. Then where did they go? They, nobody was giving birth. Then where we came from? Eh? So how were they born? Now after 94, universities are open. No, now it's for us to send our children to university. They have to go. What was it pre-94? What is it post-94? Where is our son? And so anyway, they said, we'll get all your women out. And today the women are out of the houses. And remember also, once a woman's feet are out of the house, you can't reverse it. So much so, I hate to say this, but I have to say it also, Hillary Clinton, the wife of Bill Clinton, she wrote a book about the condition of America's social life, and she said the biggest mistake we made is to take our women out of the houses. And she said it's an irreversible thing. We can't get them back into the houses again. So, and when the woman coming out is only fitna all the time. Wherever a woman is, there is fitna. And it's the height of stupidity that she'll go and work as an air hostess. We think she has progressed. What is she doing? Serving food to other people. When she serves food to her own house people, then she's backwards. When the same work she goes and do serving other people, now she's progressive. Eh? How many, all of these things, and what money they make? No money. When a woman stays at home, her wardrobe is simple. Shoes, everything, clothing. But when she goes out for every occasion, now the number of pairs of shoes she needs, her outfit she needs, all that money what she's earning is going in there. They just take it, recycle it. They pay you big amount of money, and that also big amount we say. Whenever asked how much you're earning, we say the gross amount. We don't say net amount to make it sound that we're earning really. And how much is going in tax? Eh? That we don't talk. And now she has to travel, pray for that. Her cosmetics she has to pay. Her wardrobe, her clothing she has to pay. And then she has to pay her housework, which can never be replaced as a mother. Now she has to pay a nanny to be working here. And all the emotional conditions which she can never have if she goes out, no money can pay for that. Or to bring up her own children, what an honor, what a great thing. No money can pay for that. Now you've got a nanny working, and you've got no love for your child. No love whatsoever for your child. And she's bringing up your child. And if you had to bring up your child, with what love and feeling you would have brought up your child. So it's all a whole big fast. The third thing they told, that we will get you involved in haram. All your money will be haram. One person went to a butcher to buy meat. And he asked the butcher man, is your meat halal? The butcher man asked him, is your money halal? That the money you want to buy with, is that halal? They have made sure that your money is also haram and the meat you buy is also haram. And they have worked on this. And today what we are eating, really if we have to think, and we were just discussing this, and the feed that are given to the chicken that we are eating, the broiler chicken. All we went to made a big hue and cry. We won't take vaccine. But all that vaccine is put in their feed. When we eating that chicken, we are eating all that. It's they included in there. A chicken that dies of its own, any animal, on death, will never eat it. Why won't we eat it? The basic illness and cause is all the blood has remained in that chicken. And that is the dirt and filth. By slaughtering it, all that blood comes out. By dying it on its own, 100% that blood is in there. You can't eat it. When a chicken is stunned, when they are brain dead, when it is slaughtered and all the abattoir chickens, commercials, they are all stunned. And when it's stunned, 90%, the 99%, the blood is left in that chicken. So all that blood we are eating, all that filth and dirt we are eating, so and our money contaminated. Now just the name, Islamic finance and Islamic banking, but it is the same, no different. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayh, the Shaykh al-Hadith and head Mufti of Darul Deoband in his time, when anyone asked him about Islamic, he said, don't speak to me about that. The basic of it is interest, whether you are calling it Islamic banking, Islamic finance, it is totally haram. Don't even let us talk further and waste our time, even thinking that we are big, big allamas and muftis discussing the masala. There is nothing to discuss in there. So that they have got us involved. The fourth thing they told, how we will get them to get deen out of their lives, that the ulama who are guiding them towards deen, towards akhirat, will get from the ulama fraternity, those who will now take a new turn. And people who call this haram, and the correct way, that was haram, today they are promoting it. Who said clearly that mixing man and woman is haram, not permitted, no question about it. Today they are pulling down the parda, that I'm your father. You don't need a parda yet. I can speak to you openly, freely. And music, which was haram, today it is promoted, and it is by the same people. So when that will happen, then the ulama fraternity, those who are still staying on the haq, they will be determined to stay on there. And these people, we will have enticed them, and they won't be to be able to give up their wrong things. So they will fight. And when they will oppose one another, they will fight one another, the public will have nowhere to go, we will lead them by the nose. Now they will be in our hand, they will say we are confused, we don't know what to do, and they will just want to do their own thing. So this 4-point plan, so this is all, see what education we're giving our children. When they are a child, and also remember that when a child, before it's born, its education process starts already. Many years ago, I was in Durban, and a masjid full of ulama mainly, huffaz, and a young boy of about 8 years, he sat on the mimbar and he read Quran Sharif, and with complete, conviction. He read and he read correctly, perfectly, beautifully, and he was not worried of so many people here, ulama. Afterwards, I asked his father that your son, mashallah, Allah has blessed him, 8-year-old boy, and he knows his Quran Sharif so well, and he reads it with so much confidence. How did this? So the father thought a little bit, and he said that when my wife was expecting him, every day she was reading 15 suparas of Quran Sharif. So the effect of that came on the child. So before the child is born already his education, his molding of the mind, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّلَانِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِ, how they make him, he comes with a clean slate, and it is how the parents make him. And then when he's born, his eyes are still not open, but whatever is in that environment influences him. What is in the mother's heart and mind, what she talks and what she thinks influences the child. What is in the father's mind and what is in the father's thought influences the child. And then as the days go, the child opens its eyes, looks around the environment. If you find an Islamic environment, a dini environment, trust on Allah. Allah is the doer. Akhirat is our object. That will influence the child. And if that whole environment is TV environment, YouTube environment, things of dunya, our houses, the furniture, the whole setup of the house is nothing Islamic. It is all Western. And it's not neutral that Islamic values are, and Western values are the same. No, Western values are Western values, Islamic values. Today we look down on people who live an Islamic way of life. And we feel that we have progressed. And we are living a smart way of life, the kuffar way of life. The road that leads to Jahannam is smart for us. And the way of sunnat and the simple way of sunnat, we look down upon it. So all that has an effect on the child. So this whole, then after that, we now go and put him in a missionary school. We go and put him in a Western school. And in the schools, they make them fools. They lose everything. When they go to college after that, all the common sense knowledge they lose also. There is nothing what they gain there. And in deen and in the Quran, which is the true education. And also, don't look for convenience where it's easy. that there's some private madrasa, 1 hour a week or 1 hour a day, and when it suits the child, then you can come. No, establish, have a proper madrasa. Then not only where education is giving, Islamic values are taught also. That must be also there. And as parents, we must impart Islamic values. Don't think it's the Maulana's job only. They will be by Maulana only 2 hours, 3 hours. The rest of the time, they are by us. And we sending them to the schools and to the wrong places. How, and then we say the Maulanas didn't teach them anything. Look at the child, he's doing this. Maulana didn't teach him. And what we pay the Maulana also, peanuts we pay him also. And if you get peanuts, if you pay peanuts, you get monkeys work for you. If you pay wages, you'll get men. And if you pay the proper wages, you'll get the proper. And pay the proper wages, that man will give his best service to you. When you paying him also just like that, he'll just give you service also like that. One imam sahab, they fired him after 10, 15 years. So when he left, he told them that, oh, repeat all your namazes also. All that namazes I made without wuzu also. So if you're giving us a, if you're paying like that, that is the service you will get. You pay the right stuff and then you will get the right service also. So our dini education is the most important. And in dini education, the value of deen. Not only one time, I'll finish on this. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam looked up in the sky and he says, I see the time when knowledge will be lifted up. Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala, a great sahabi, he said, oh Allah's Rasul, how will knowledge be lifted up? We teaching our children the Quran, they will teach their children, and this will carry on. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, I thought you're an intelligent person. Don't you see the Jews also, Christians, they teaching their Bible and Torah to their children. No deen is left in them. They only teaching the words. So this will happen. That only words will be taught. And when this hadith was mentioned to another great sahabi, he said 100% correct. And the first thing that will be lifted up, which is deen, is the practice on deen. There will be a masjid full of musallis. Full. But not one person will have concentration and devotion. Ask ourselves, what is our condition today? From already that time, that deen will be, we'll just have the name of deen. La yabqa min al-islami illa ismu, wa la min al-qur'ani illa rasmu. Only the name of Islam will be left. No Islam there will be. And no Qur'an will be. It will be just the scripture and the writing and the narration of the Qur'an Sharif. But there will be no, what is called Qur'an Sharif, nothing will, it's necessary for us to come back to our roots, to come back to our essentials. Let us see, we give the proper education to our children and the values of that education. And remember, in the qabr, we'll have no second chance, no supplementary exams, no repeat of the exam. If we fail there, we have failed. If we haven't got deen in our lives, we only got the name of deen, we are in big, big problems. And only I got the outward look like I'm a big maulana and a big Sufi sahab, but nothing inside, inside is empty. We'll have the grave problems in the grave. And nobody will be there to help us. No coming back from there. Make the best of it. We got this little while. Make tawbah, istighfar. And we awqu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Minkum may yuridu dunya wa minkum may yuridu al-akhirah. In which group do we want to be? Don't worry, the people will criticize you. You are fanatic and you are too strict and all that. Don't worry about all that. Worry about your qabr, what is going to happen there. Allah give us all tawfiq.